Do you like what we do? Well, let me introduce you to Friends of NEAR. This is a way for you to support the great work of NEAR Media Co-op, which we here at NEAR think will give friends and family the chance to actively support the community media work we just love doing. Joining is easy, and you can find out more at near.ie/friends or by email to friends@near.ie. Go on, let's be friends.
But on the line I have Dr. Pierangelo Rosati from the DCU Business School. Good afternoon to you, Dr. Rosati.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Okay, now I have to explain I'm a Neanderthal when it comes to social media and anything to do with a lot of computers. So if you could explain what this survey that you've done about the activity and the breaches that are happening. And the first question I'll ask you, is it only happening with business?
So we, I guess you're referring to a study that we did in the Irish Centre for Cloud Computing and Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of a wider research project on the impact of cybersecurity for business that we are still carrying on as part of the Irish Institute of Digital Business. So what we did was we were trying to understand if social media exposure basically lowers or exacerbates the cost of a cybersecurity incident for companies. And what we found is that it actually, say, when we talk about social media, it's not always a good thing for businesses. So when something bad happens, the consequences of the incident can be worse when a company is on social media. That's in a very very condensed, very short summary.
Mm-hmm. So is it, if a business has a problem and they have a breach of any kind, that if they react, it's wrong to react too quickly or to have people on social media while this is going on? Is that the context of it?
So the idea is that if there is a cybersecurity incident, you should let your customers, your stakeholders know as soon as possible in order to limit the potential consequences. So what happens in social media is that, of course, bad news travel way faster than good news. So it's important that companies are able to manage the discussion that happens afterwards. So that doesn't seem to be the case, because people, organizations tend to be overwhelmed about the incoming number of queries and all the comments. So if they do that, they don't have enough resources to dedicate to these kind of channels, then they struggle in keeping up with the communications and managing the information that go out there.
Okay. I suppose a lot of people are like myself. I mean, I'll admit to my ignorance of social media and the whole context of it. And a lot of people that use it all the time are like me, except that they keep using it and not understanding it properly. Would that be the case?
So, particularly when we talk about business use of social media, mm-hmm. we tend to look at the bright side. Okay, so it's very easy to reach out to thousands of people that you won't be able to reach out to through other channels. So lots of people hear about you as a business, but then businesses tend to not consider the potential drawbacks of this kind of exposure, because if you think about social media, it's always about interaction. So if I can interact with my potential customers, they can also interact with me. But then the difference is that happens in a public place, so everyone can see everything, particularly if we talk about Twitter, for example, mm-hmm. where everyone can see really everything. So if a customer is upset or is not happy with the product or service, they can just throw a bad comment out there and everyone can see it. So that's mostly overlooked about business. And this is particularly visible when we talk about very bad events, like if you think about the Lua data breach, for example, that we had earlier this week. That's a very good example. If you look at their tweets, the tweet that they shared on about the fact that their website was attacked and was down, had something like 64 likes compared to the standard 2-3 likes that they usually get. Where it was shared 42 times compared to 1 to 4 shares that they usually get. So it gives an idea of the difference in terms of scale of how basically information can be shared faster when we talk about bad news or news that attract lots of attention.
I suppose it gives the potential for rival businesses too to throw a spanner in the works as well if they wanted to, in some way, maybe put down another business as well. Word of mouth sort of thing. Can that happen as well?
Well, potentially yes. But on the other hand, if a rival wants to bring our reputation down, well, probably needs to have an impact, a real impact. Probably needs to allocate too many resources to it. So I'm not sure that's used
okay.
at the same scale, particularly for small businesses. But we've seen, for example, when you talk about political elections, we heard a lot about, for example, the U.S. election last year when there were attempts to manipulate public opinion or to share particular information rather than the others.
Mm-hmm. I suppose we have our own elections, rumoured to be, but we have our local elections and other elections coming up, and maybe a general election this year, there's rumours of it. So this would become quite significant on social media as well.
Well, definitely. I mean, particularly with the last two big votes, like the US elections, the Brexit referendum, we've done lots of studies on these two, and we can see that social media has definitely played a key role in shaping the discussion and public opinion. So I'm sure it won't be much different for the upcoming general elections and the upcoming elections in Ireland.
How long did it take you to do the study that you have done, Dr. Rosati?
So we're probably working on the project for something like 1 year from the very first. From the idea all the way down to the first publication, basically.
Okay, and is it just related to Ireland as far as social media and business and all that's concerned, or is it sort of a worldwide problem?
So what do you mean exactly?
Is it the study specific for Ireland?
Is it in general? No, this specific study was focused on U.S. companies.
Okay.
But the only reason is that we had data available for U.S. companies where they had to disclose data breaches. So basically, the law enforced them to disclose data breach. While in Europe, that's the case only since last May when GDPR kicked in, basically.
Okay.
So there was no data at the time. But I'm sure. I mean, I would be very surprised if we would do the same kind of study in the European context and we found completely different results. I would be extremely surprised because that's an issue that affects companies worldwide. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's really a very interesting study, and I'm sure people would like to read a full study through and get on the website. And can you give me the website?
So the paper is available on ResearchGate, which is a platform to share academic research, or it's been published in an academic journal named Research in International Business and Finance.
Okay. Thank you very much for talking to us here near FM, Dr. Rosati. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And that's Dr. Priangelo Rosati from the DCU Business School. They're talking about that study.